Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, I hear rumors Scary is giving us a phone tap today.
That's right. Brandon wanted to phone tap his friend Chris. They're driving 12 hours to the Super Bowl in Atlanta on a really tight budget. And they booked this ratchet motel about a year ago for like $49. Well, the motel has been trying to get in touch with Chris, trying to raise the rate recently and price gouge him. But he's not having it. So I decided to phone tap Chris on the morning he's supposed to drive to Atlanta as my hotel manager, Fabrizio Fontana.
The return of Fabrizio Fontana. By the way, and 10 points for the use of the word ratchet from an old guy. That's crazy.
Ratchet motel.
I think it sounds great. Here we go. Scary's phone tap.
Hello.
How are you? This is Fabrizio Fontana. How are you doing today?
Heading your way, on my way to come check into your motel.
Right, yes. I had spoken with Brandon. Did he tell you that I called and left you a message?
Yeah, he did.
I just wanted to make sure that you honor our new rate of $299 per night for 3 nights.
Yeah, see, that's not going to happen. I locked in a rate with you guys more than a year ago. I've already went round and round with a couple other people that work there talking about this. And just because the Super Bowl ended up being there and you guys didn't plan on it, it's not my fault. I've already locked in a rate with you. I'm already on my way. We've got 3 nights and we're paying the original rate.
You
no
have
more.
Two beds in that room, okay? And there's a room next to you that also has two beds. That room right now is going for $329 for one night, okay?
Well, some dumbass is going to pay it for paying in your...
And it was recently announced.
No. I'm already in the car. We're on our way to come to your motel. We can talk to face to face, and you can
since
tell
you
me
can
face
drive,
to face.
You can drive to another hotel somewhere else. You have a car at your disposal.
No, that's not going to work either. I've got reservations at your motel, and I'm going to ask for you, and we're going to discuss this face to face, and then you can tell me you're going to cancel my room to my face.
I'm going to put this through now at a rate of 200.
No, you're not. Who the f- are you?
Anyway? I'm the manager. My name is.
I'm not even dealing with you. Put your manager on the. Phone down.
My name is Fabrizio Fontana, and I am the manager.
You're not getting any more money out of me. I've already got my reservations with you.
You did have your reservation with you. I'm going to cancel it right now, and you're going to end up sleeping in your car with the rest of your hooligans.
No, you can go ahead and shut your mouth right now. You can tell me whatever you want to say when you're right in front of me. I'm on my way.
I also asked Brandon how many people were staying in the room, and he told me that there are 7 of you guys. That's double occupancy. Plus 3. And then you're going to come here and you're going to ask for a cot.
I never heard any of this before. When we called into these reservations, this never came up before.
You better not be tailgating in our rooms, okay? Because we are short-staffed right now and maid service is intermittent.
That is your fault. You know what's going on in your city and you're short-staffed and you're trying to put the money and charge me more money. Boy, you got it all f***ed up. You don't even know what the f***. I'm writing a letter to your corporate office.
Listen. I'll give you the room with the carpeting.
That is not going to happen. I'm not paying it. I can't pay it. We've got a budget. We've been planning this. You're going to get what we agreed to originally, and that's all you're getting.
Your room has hot water.
Oh, wow. This keeps getting better.
I'm in arms crossed and foot tapping mode right now, okay?
I don't give a I'm not giving you any more money, and you're giving me my room.
We were the first motor lodge on this highway. We pride ourselves on 75 years of service to the public, okay?
What public? What public do you service at your armpit of a motel? Truckers and hookers. I'm going to write all over TripAdvisor about you. We're going to f*** you up on the internet. So hard, dude. You're not going to have anybody calling you anymore after I write my reviews of you.
We just got upgraded to 1.5 stars. You can't do that to us.
1.5 stars. You're proud of that? You're proud of your 1.5 stars.
We just had this room exterminated, okay? So we're good.
When I get down there, I'm going to wring your neck.
You can just try, but I'm behind bulletproof glass.
What kind of motel has bulletproof glass? Do you have a tow yard in the back? What the hell? What kind of place am I coming to?
Brandon should tell you that you just got phone tapped.
Got you. I got you. Jesus Christ, Brandon. Oh, my God.
My name is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. I've got sweat pouring off my head right now. I'm ready to punch a wall.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
There you go. Fabrizio Fontana.
He's acting a little different, Fabrizio. I don't know.
He was very mad.
Yeah. He's grown up. He's like Daffy Duck now.
Oh.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.